This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The MLB All-Star Game is tonight in Seattle, the give-or-take midpoint of the season. And this has been a big year for baseball. Lots of new rules to liven up and quicken up a sport that's been getting fewer bodies in seats the past number of years. And so far, it's working. Attendance is up nearly 9% overall. 23 of the league's 30 teams are seeing a year-on-year increase. Because while baseball may well be America's pastime, it is still very much a business. Marketplace's Henry Epp reports on the baseball brand.
Before Major League Baseball changed its rules, Scott Bush, the CEO of the Society for American Baseball Research, or SABR, says the game had an aesthetic problem.
A lot of movement towards what's known as three true outcomes.
In other words, the ideal result of an at-bat was a walk, a strikeout, or a home run.
And because of that, things have gotten a little bit stale.
Plus, the games were getting long, averaging over 3 hours since 2016, according to MLB. And fewer fans were coming out to the ballpark. Attendance peaked in 2007, and the league struggled to get people back in the stands after the end of pandemic restrictions. Bush says all those empty seats can have an impact on how fans think about the game.
If you show up and there's only 5,000 other people there, you kind of look around and go, why did I come here? A lot of other people chose not to come here. What should I be doing that someone else is doing right now?
So MLB made some drastic changes to its rules. To encourage more hits and base stealing, the bases are slightly larger, and there are new restrictions on where infielders can stand. And biggest of all, the league added a clock. Pitchers now have 20 seconds at most to throw the ball. So far, it's worked, says Marty Conway, an adjunct professor of sports and business at Georgetown University.
Games have been cut by anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes per game, and I think people notice the fact that it's just a better experience for the fan.
And more fans are showing up in New York and Philadelphia, even in Kansas City, where the Royals have one of the worst records in baseball. At a recent afternoon game at Kauffman Stadium, Charles Bolden of Chicago said he loves the rule changes.
I think it needed to be quicker. I think it's getting back to the fundamentals of baseball. You're seeing more stolen bases, and you're seeing a faster-paced game, which is kind of where we're at in 2023.
Meanwhile, outside Nationals Park in Washington, D.C., 20-year-old Emma Barrett is keyed into one of the reasons the league added the pitch clock.
I think that will definitely help, especially my generation. I think there tends to be a little stigma around baseball for being like 4 or 5 hour games. So I think it'll draw in some of the younger crowd.
And 28-year-old Amy Eckel of Alexandria, Virginia, who goes to several games a year, says there's another advantage to shorter games.
I used to come home at like midnight because the games were running until 10 o'clock. And now it's like you're home at like 9:30.
Not bad if you're watching the Nationals, who are well on their way to a fourth consecutive losing season. Baseball's TV ratings seem to be climbing along with attendance, and that's an important factor for teams who rely on what Marty Conway at Georgetown calls a stack of revenues.
You have media revenues, you have game ticket revenues, you have food and beverage, you have corporate sponsorship and all that.
Higher ratings could help teams negotiate better TV deals, and fewer empty seats during broadcasts just make the sport look better, says Scott Bush at Sabre.
It is better for your brand image if people show up and it's full or mostly full, because that makes them feel as if they made a good decision about how they were spending their entertainment dollars.
And so far, he says, the results have validated the league's decision to shake up the way the game is played. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.